So the love that we give to the other person is just not coming back to us in the same degree, at least, no? So it makes us feel quite frustrated and it's quite painful. Welcome to the Penelope Podcast, a place where you will find some tools, some resources and inspiration to support your journey in creating the life you love. This is a healthy, happy, full of purpose life. Hello, welcome to the Penelope Podcast. Today we're talking about a topic that is, I think, as universal as being alive. It is called unrequited love, or when the person we love doesn't love us back. I think, I don't know anyone that hasn't suffered from this kind of unrequited love, either being in both sides or in one side of the equation, no? It's quite common, but most of it is quite painful. There are many variations, by the way, so I'd like to offer in this episode a few of them in order to understand better this concept, no? There is, of course, the most common one, that is when the person that we fall in love with just doesn't love us back, no? He or she is just not interested in us, no? But it can also apply to situations where the person falls in love with someone that is already taken, it's married with someone else, no? Or where the person falls in love with someone that feels far away and just the distance makes it impossible to be with this person, no? Also to situations where we fall in love with someone where we just cannot tell or communicate to the other person, so we feel alone, this kind of emotion and feeling to the other person, no? And there is also this kind of relationship when this kind of dynamics where we fall in love with someone that is just unattainable. It can be a celebrity, a football player, someone that is just not gonna, it's just not gonna happen for a certain reason, no? It's kind of an unreciprocated love, no? So the love that we give to the other person is just not coming back to us in the same degree, at least, no? So it makes us feel quite frustrated and it's quite painful. So, as you have heard me in talking about in other episodes, this starts in our childhood, no? And the way we were raised as kids, 0 to 6 years old, more or less, of our life, the way that our parents or caregivers took care of us is what we learned about relationships. What for us means having a healthy relationships is the way that we saw either in our parents or caregivers, or even we lived in the relationship with our parents or caregivers, no? For example, if our parents were physically or emotionally unavailable, or if they were somehow unpredictable, sometimes giving love, sometimes withdrawing this love in order to make us understand things, our definition of love got totally distorted. We develop insecurities and low self-esteem, and we carry this to our relationships as an adult, no? Replicating the same dynamics we live as children. So chasing after love that in the wrong place, no? Repeating the pattern of heartbreak and longing that becomes so familiar for us, no? So, even though this pattern makes us suffer, we keep repeating it because it feels familiar to us. It feels home, basically, no? Even though it's a painful pattern, we feel safe because it's what we learn, it's what makes us feel safe and what feels familiar to us. So, what can we do if we find ourselves repeating this kind of relationship dynamics? The first step is to become conscious about our patterns. Now, I think if we ask ourselves the following questions, like, is this the first time that this happens to me? Or is this pattern a repetitive one in all my relationships? Like, is this the first relationship that I have with this dynamic, or any relationship in my life is following the same pattern when I'm chasing for love, no? The second step is to bring some light to our subconscious motives, no? Remember, every pattern that we repeat as adults is serving a purpose. So it started when we were just kids, but it was started as a means to survive, no? So don't feel bad about our patterns, like just try to bring some light to it. Get curious about the real reasons that you keep repeating this pattern, no? Asking yourself the following questions may help, like, is this pattern serving me in any way today? Do I want to avoid feeling hurt, feeling vulnerable, or am I avoiding a conflict or being in real relationships that feel scary to me, probably? The third step is to develop and nurture our self-love. A repetitive pattern takes a lot from our energy, so we need to bring the attention back to ourselves, no? Ask yourself, what do I need? What do I want? What step or tiny, tiny, small step can I take today to meet this need, no? get involved in self-love practices such as meditation, yoga, walking nature, journaling, art therapy, many, many others, no? The next step is to build and nurture our support network, no? Surround yourself with people that truly accept you and love you for who you are, no? Can be your family, your parents, your friends, your community. When we feel that we belong, that we are loved and accepted exactly for who we are, we stop trying to look and chase for love in the wrong places. And as always, we all are different. So depending on how complex your patterns seem to be for you, with time and with inner work, you may be able to recover with the support of friends and family. However, there are certain cases where your pattern seems to be out of your control. In these cases, maybe a good idea try to look for some support, professional support in the form of therapy, coaching, or any other modality. There's nothing wrong with you and you should not feel bad for needing help. So just reach out if you feel that this pattern is going beyond you. As I said, unrequited love is as universal as being alive, as being human, no? So we cannot escape, nor we should, try to get rid of painful experiences. Now they make us who we are and they help us keep growing and evolving as part of this beautiful experience called life, no? So what's important is to recognize when this is only one time, one in a lifetime experience, for instance, or if this is already a pattern that you identify that you keep repeating, no? Finally, for this week's action, I invite you to think about your own experience, no, with unrequited love. Have you experienced this kind of love? Is it actually a pattern for you of a lifetime experience in your life, no? Let me know in the comments below. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening and until next time. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Now let me know, what's your takeaway from this episode? Share in the comments below and I hope to see you next time. If you haven't yet, subscribe to my newsletter at penelopeperez.me for weekly inspiration, tools and resources to do the inner work to create a life you love.